Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip, the 100 micro workouts. That's what I'm calling it. I'll explain what it is very shortly, but I want to start by talking about challenges, especially the challenges you see on social media, the different, hey, we're going to do this push-up challenge, this burpee challenge, whatever it may be. Now, I am all for challenges. I love challenges. I spend my life challenging myself and my clients and you, but there has to be a reason for it. Now, I understand the reason for it quite often is just satisfaction. You completed that challenge. And again, I'm all for that. But when it comes to exercise and physiology, I want to know why. Now, the why may be mental. Hey, I want to say that I did 10,000 burpees by the end of the month. I'm not going near that challenge. I'm not doing it. It's not for me. I understand why people want to do it. But I want to maximize my time and my results as well as yours. And I also don't want to get hurt. So while I understand the value and why people want to do those things, I want to get more out of it, right? And ideally, I want to do it for a lifetime. I want to do it for a lifetime. Okay, so I'm all for challenges. Don't get me wrong. But I also want to get the most out of it. So what am I getting out of 10,000 burpees at the end of a month? Am I going to be fitter? Sure. Am I going to probably be close to some kind of injury? Probably. Repetitive, over and over, fatigue. So I want to do a challenge that I get the most out of. And that, again, ideally, just like with diet and nutrition, I'm going to do it for a lifetime. Now, one final time, I'll say you could do challenges that are different from the one I'm going to give you for those mental reasons to mix things up and things like that. But I want to know physiologically what I'm going to get out of it, and I don't want to get hurt. Say that over and over again. At 52, injury-free. And I've done a lot of stuff. But there's always a reason for it.
And most often, the physiological reason will trump the psychological. Okay, so let me give you just some other quick examples. I saw a well-known person did a challenge where he ran the day of the month in mileage. So on the first of the month, he ran a mile. On the second, he ran two. On the 20th, he ran 20. On the 21st, he ran 21, 22, and so on. That's an example of what I'm talking about when it comes to that's to complete a challenge, people. That's not good for you. I don't care who you are. Even ultra marathoners, you know, with the crazy mileage they do, there's no physiological rationale for that. That's mental. And again, that's a challenge. And if you can survive it, good for you. And if you're 20, you're much more likely to survive it than if you're 50. But my point is, I'm going to pick challenges for myself and for you that ideally benefit you physically and psychologically. Okay? So the challenge for a lifetime. And I will always go back to Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker, who motivated me to start doing push-ups and crunches, ab exercises, when I was in my teens. Because I read in Sports Illustrated that he did 300 push-ups and 300 sit-ups every day. And I said, hey, he looks pretty great. He's a pretty amazing athlete. And I didn't have any equipment really at the time. So that's what I started doing. And it worked really well. And to this day, I still do a variation of that, which is what I'm going to give to you, which is what this is all about. And I've talked about it before, but I'm going to give you an actual way to do this that will work for the vast majority of people. Okay? So when it comes to exercise physiology, we generally don't want to do the same exercise every single day, right? We need 24 hours for that muscle group to recover. Now, when we really look at the way the body works, I always would think of, well, what about construction workers and people who are, you know, really working physically every day and don't have that luxury? And many of those people are in really good shape. So a little different, apples to oranges to some degree, but we need that variation. And this is just a great way to have a challenge that you can do for a lifetime and that I've been doing for decades. So what is it? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're doing push-ups. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you're doing, I'm going to call it crunches, but there's obviously variation within that. So ab exercises on one day, push-ups on the other. Upper body, one, core on the second. And I've done the show, power of the push-up, power of the plank, power squats and lunges. So body weight exercises, I am a huge fan of, in addition to all of the equipment that I have as well, because there is no one way. But this is the cornerstone, the bedrock of my plan that I've done for years, for many years, okay? So when it comes to push-ups, I want 100. At the end of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I want you to have done 100. Now, that can be in any configuration you want. It can be 10 sets of 10. It can be 5 sets of 20, 4 sets of 25. You see where I'm going. But that being said, I would much rather, I don't want you doing one set of 100. Very few people who can do 100 push-ups well. So this is where you wake up in the morning, get out of bed, you do 25 push-ups. At lunchtime, you do another 25. After work or after you drop the kids off at sports, whatever it is, you do another 25. By the end of the day, you want 100. Now, for push-ups, if you are truly starting out from almost zero, you can start with 50, and you should. 50 total in the day. Because then, generally speaking, you're probably going to do somewhere around like 5 sets of 10. And that can be on your knees and should be if you're just starting out. It can be 10 sets of 5. This goes to my micro workout plan concept and what my book is about, most recent book, and what I do throughout the day. You are doing your push-ups or you are doing your ab exercises. And I generally get up to and believe 50. 50, if that's an insane number for most people. So if you want to do two sets of 50, that's fine. But over time, what I am doing more and more of now is I'm actually doing 10 sets of 10. But those 10 are slow, like 6-second reps. Sometimes 10-second reps. Slow, mixing it up. And so let me leave you with this when it comes to the push-ups on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can do more if you want. You can build up. If you get super strong over time, you can do 200 a day. You can do 300 a day. But here's the thing. The goal is 100. The goal is 100. So what happens most often with people who try to shoot for those super, I'm going to do 500, I'm going to do 1,000. Well, over time, you don't do them. And so it is exponentially better to do 100 Monday, Wednesday, Friday consistently than it is to occasionally do what? That 500 on one Monday, then you don't do anything Wednesday, because psychologically, oftentimes, it's an all or nothing principle. So success is 100. And I adhere to that today as well. Slower, better, done throughout the day. And here's the greatest thing about both push-ups and the ab exercises I'm going to get to. You can do them anywhere. Here are the places I just wrote down, all the different places of many that I do them. In my bedroom, in front of the TV, in the living room, outside, which covers many different locations, including my backyard, the beach on vacation. I also do them in my office, in hotel rooms. And I'm consistent and have been for decades. It's not how many I do, it's how frequently I do them. Micro workouts. Okay, you got push-ups, right? You can do them on your knees. If your starting out goal is 50, you build up to eventually doing 100 by the end of the day. That's the goal. Now, ab exercises. Because they're generally easier, you can start with 100. You don't have to start with 50. I don't care what level you're starting at. You can do 10 sets of 10 of something. Much easier to do some form of an ab exercise than it is push-up. So the goal remains the same, though. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, ab exercise. I'm going to use crunches as the term for the catch-all, but you want to mix these up, ideally. And you can have much more variation with these. By the way, back to push-ups, forgot to say, with the push-ups, you can do Spider-Man push-ups, you can do plyometric push-ups, you can mix those up as well. But the goal is 100. The goal is always 100. The goal is consistency. But as you get stronger, as you need more variation, with the push-ups, throw those in. Throw that variation in. So for crunches, and I've talked about this, my go-to routine is 25 regular crunches, 25 oblique crunches to the right, 25 oblique crunches to the left, and then I lift my legs up and do a double crunch. Not extending my legs straight out, but adding that little bit more lower abdominal activation, legs up 90 degrees, bent 90 degrees, and pulling my knees towards my chest. 100. Now, if you're just starting out, you may do 25 regular crunches in the morning, 25 crunches at lunch, 25 in the evening, and 25 before you go to bed, or five sets of 20. The goal is always 100 by the end of the day. Now, I'm going to leave you with this. I do more. I do more crunches than 100, but the goal is always 100. And sometimes that's what I get, and sometimes I get more. But I don't need nor want to do 500 push-ups a day. But sometimes I will do a couple hundred because I am doing sets of 100 because it's easier. So in other words, go down to the home gym right when I wake up and I do a set of 100. Walk into my office, I do another set of 100. In front of the TV at night might be my final set. So there's 300 throughout the day. But success is 100. That's it. And I don't get to that point, and nor do I want you to get to that point where you're like, well, I did 300, now I'm going to do 300 every single day. And then you get disappointed with yourself when you don't hit that number that you keep pushing higher and higher. It's like when I worked at one of these crazy gyms way back when, you know, we would hit the sales goal for that month, and then it was exceeded, you know, they pushed it up 10 grand. And then we hit that, and they pushed it up. And they pushed it up, and they pushed it up, and they pushed it up. And eventually, you know, you get disappointed, and it's just less satisfying. And you can't always exceed, and nor should you when it comes to exercise. And let me end all of this with this thought. Complexity is not the goal. I just watched a friend, someone in the business, you know, post an ab workout on Instagram. Amazingly fit guy. Incredible. And this ab routine was brutal. And I just thought of all the people watching that, and he made it look so easy. I'm not saying there isn't room for that, and you can get to that point, and you should have intensity and push yourself. But the vast majority of people would not be able to do that once correctly and would get hurt. And trying to do that routine every single day, I don't care who you are, was not the way to go either. So complexity is not the goal. The goal is to do 100. And I want to hammer this concept home because it goes to excessive moderation. And these 100 are just part of my micro workouts done throughout the day. Still doing my cardio. I'm still doing strength training with, you know, bands and dumbbells and barbells and machines. And I'm mixing up my cardio. But I've got my upper body strength and I've got my core no matter where I am, on vacation, traveling for sports with my kids, business trips. I'm getting in my 100. And you should too. There you have it. 100 push-ups, 100 ab exercises, reps of ab exercises every other day. Alternate. It feels good to be successful with that. And your body will change. Your body will absolutely change. And yes, you can do a little bit more every now and again. But I never want you to forget that the goal is consistency, not complexity. Add intensity in occasionally when it's appropriate. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the show. This fit tip went a little longer, but I can't tell you how powerful it is. And I want you to try it and let me know how it works. Do it for a month. Do it for a month. Let me know. How do you let me know? Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit. You can also go to fitnessdisrupted.com, email me through the site. And my new gym, virtual gym, is tomhollandfitness.com. Just started this slow launch, adding all my content from years and years in the business there. And you're going to see videos and all that kind of stuff. And Micro Workout Plan is my most recent book, which I talk about all this stuff and how this is a lifetime plan to feel good, to look good, and to live your best life, because that's my goal for you. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. which is different than empathy, yeah. right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.